AP News, I'm Hayap Anjwani. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic presidential primaries in Vermont, Virginia, Iowa, and North Carolina. And Donald Trump has won the Republican primary in Virginia. Voters craving more transparency after the last election cycle can watch their ballots via camera as they move behind closed doors in several counties nationwide. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Hilda Salinas is the election administrator in Texas's Hidalgo County, on the border with Mexico. She says voters can see staff with the central counting staff tabulating and circulating votes online. Texas's video surveillance is part of a 2021 state law. There are also other counties nationwide that also stream their balloting process, including Cuyahoga County in Ohio, Maricopa County in Arizona, and King County in Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nashville cleared the runway for an emergency, and the pilot said, quote, "I'm too far," unquote. At a news conference, NTSB safety investigator Aaron McCarter says they will look at Monday night's weather as a possible factor.
The initial reports are that the weather last night was beautiful, 10 miles clear. It was a beautiful night. The sun had just gone down. It was still dusk when the accident happened, but it was getting pretty dark at the time.
There are updates in the fight over frozen embryos in Alabama. AP's Julie Walker.
Committees in the state Senate and House approved nearly identical bills that would protect providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution from the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. Lawmakers are aiming to give final approval Wednesday and send the legislation to the governor to be signed into law. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. There are new options for retirement plans, AP correspondent Mae Anderson reports.
Many small businesses don't offer a retirement plan to employees since it can be costly and complicated. But the SECURE Act 2.0, passed by Congress in late 2022, is designed to make it easier for small businesses to offer retirement plans. That's key because offering a retirement plan can be a way to keep and retain quality employees. The act allows small businesses to band together to pool resources to offer retirement plans. Also, there's a tax credit for small businesses starting new employee plans. The credit is up to 100% of the startup cost for adopting and maintaining a new 401k plan, capped at $5,000. Another tax credit of $500 is available for up to 3 years for small businesses with 100 or fewer employees that add an eligible automatic contribution arrangement to their plan. Small business owners should talk to their tax advisor to see if they might qualify for these credits. Mae Anderson, New York.
I'm Hayap Anjwani, AP News.